Sportsline.com's Alan Bell talks Titans and the NFL with the 3HL. Presented by Smooth Moving and Storage. Tuesdays at 4:15 on 104.5 The Zone.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. This is, man, those classic Titan teams that you remember, the Super Bowl Titans teams. Denard Walker, one of the key guys with that squad, host now of the Believe in Titans podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. D-Walk, man, great to have you on 3HL.
Hey, man, thank you guys for having me, man. I deeply appreciate it.
So third-round pick of the Titans in 1997 out of LSU. I remember I moved to Tennessee basically at the same time that the Oilers did, my original move here, and all I could think about was, what in the world might it be like playing on a team in such transition? Well, you jumped right into the middle of all of it. What was that like for you?
Well, it was tough at first. I mean, basically we didn't really have a home, you know. We basically lived in kind of a, what do they have it, kind of like a, I call it a shelter, to be honest with you. It was kind of a converted place where on one side it was a women's fertility clinic, and then on the other side it was like a trailer for us. So it was tough at first, but we got acclimated real quickly because we didn't have much of a choice.
Women's fertility clinic and pro football. You got to love that combo. then you go to Memphis and play games. And I can tell you, I grew up just outside of Memphis. They had felt jilted because they didn't get a team. And all of a sudden, they get sent the team that Nashville got. I understand those were some hostile home crowds that you played in front of there.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I was telling people, you know, they were asking, what was it like? You know, basically, you're on a plane for 16 weeks. And I said it was real tough because when we would go to Memphis, we played at the Liberty Bowl. And half of the times when you would get there, there were more people for the opposing team than for us. So a lot of times it felt like we played 16 games away. And I remember the game against the Steelers. I think at the time, most people in Nashville or Memphis, or at least Tennessee, it was usually the University of Tennessee. And for whatever reason, they loved the Steelers. So I remember looking into the stands, and it was literally – it was like 80% Steeler fans. And I was kind of like, you know, okay, at some point this is going to have to stop. But it was weird. It just seemed like everybody's, they were for Pittsburgh. So I tell people all the time, I feel like for at least a year, we played 16 games away. But, and I understand that the people at Memphis, it was tough for them because they knew that they were only going to get us for 1 year. And I never blame them for, you know, just, kind of, it wasn't so much hostility, but again, when you know that a team is going to leave, it's hard to really root for that team. So I really didn't blame them, but I think they did a great job. And just at least that 16 weeks that we were there, you know, they showed us a lot of love. And again, it's just a true testament to the people of Tennessee and to the people in Memphis.
Denard Walker, our guest. So how much greater, how much sweeter was that 99 season when you got new uniforms, a new identity, a new stadium, and suddenly all the fans started showing up and loving you?
Oh, it was absolutely, it was just an awesome experience. I mean, to see the culmination of everything coming together. I mean, 2 years of basically working out of a trailer, and then, you know, it was so surreal. I mean, to be able to watch everything come together. Unfortunately, we came, again, a yard short of probably winning that game. But it was such a great experience because, to me, it really represented the beginning of the Tennessee Titans. I've always said that 1999 team really, it just exhibited what was to come. And I was just excited that I will forever be enshrined or go down in history as the first to be on that first Titan, that Tennessee Titans team. It's just a tremendous experience. But the thing that I loved most about it was watching the city of Nashville, how they embraced us, watching the surrounding cities of Tennessee. I mean, the places like Kentucky, I mean, people would come out and just, they were so supportive. But I just felt, it just felt really good that we felt like, okay, this is home now. And I've always said that was pretty much the most best time of my life, just to feel like you've been a part of something that was, again, starting and to see where it's grown to, man, it's been such a blessing to watch how that city has embraced that team as their own. And I mean, right now, it's really the hottest ticket in town. I just feel like it's such a great experience to have been a part of that.
Denard Walker, our guest, former Titans defensive back. So what do you think about the current Titans? I know you're doing the Believe in Titans podcast. You cover the team. As you look up and down this roster, you've seen the postseason or the offseason kind of take shape. Curious to get your observations on this current squad.
Well, they're very talented. You know, last year they came one game short, you know, of going to the Super Bowl. And this is a team next year that basically bringing back everybody. Well, they got 10 of 11 starters coming back on next year's squad. The defense is going to be loaded. I mean, I don't see no reason why that team cannot compete next year at four Super Bowl. I think this is a team that's got all the pieces in place. They got a great quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. They got the best running back in Derek. I call him the D-train. They got a great offensive line. Their defense is as good as anybody in the league. They did a great job at drafting this year for meeting their needs. This team right now, to me, is a mirror image of that team that we had in 2000. They had all the pieces in place, but the biggest question that they have to ask themselves, are we going to finish this thing this year in 2020, as opposed to that team? We came, again, we lost to Baltimore, but that was a team that went 13-3 in the regular season. They came in with, not only did we come in with the best record in football, we were the team that was supposed to win it all that year. It did happen. So I'm anxious to see what this team is going to do, because they're as talented as I've seen any team in recent years. And with the quarterback play, with Tannehill playing like he's been playing, if he picks up where he left off last year in a D-train, he gets going, I don't see no reason why they can be in Tampa when this is all said and done.
Denard Walker, our guest.
You mentioned the draft and what they did in the draft. You're a former LSU guy, and they bring an LSU guy in Christian Fulton. What have you seen from him in his game and his ability to step in and play right away in the NFL?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you right now, he's an electrical player. Just absolutely one of the best athletes that I've seen. I rated him as the best corner. I know people talked about Okuda from Ohio State. He was good, don't get me wrong. But I thought Christian, to me, was the best corner. Not because I'm biased, because I went to LSU. It's just because the way that he played last year. He is tough, you know, and I tell people, get ready for a great player. I think he's going to play a long time. I think he's exciting. I think he's just he's the best, what I call a deep ball corner that's coming into the league this year, which means he plays the deep ball better than any corner that I've seen this past year. He doesn't give up plays. He contests everything, every throw. He's a fighter. He's a scrapper. He comes from a place that they consider DBU. That's what they call LSU now. It's where if you really want to hone your skills and be the best defensive back and get drafted number one like all these great other corners and defensive backs before him, that's the place to go. And Coach Corey Raymond, he coaches those guys to not just to excel at the collegiate level, but he wants those guys to excel later on. And they're getting those guys ready for pro football down there at LSU. That's the way they make them now, and they're doing it. But again, I tell the people of Tennessee, get ready. You got a great draft pick, a steal at 61 in the second round. This is exciting. He's an exciting player, and he's going to be a great corner.
Minute left, Denard. You know, you mentioned this defense and what it brings to the table and them trying to reach the heights that you and your teammates did, especially in 99 and 2000. You guys had a guy who joined the team in 99, though, the freak, Javon Kearse. Blaine Bishop has always told me he completely changed the way you guys play defense. The stats and the wins bear that out. Your memories of the freak, maybe, and do the Titans have anywhere close to enough pass rush ultimately? Because that changed the game for you guys.
Yeah, well, it changed everything on our defense when we drafted Javon. Again, he was the kind of player that basically it wasn't like he was just disruptive. He changed the complete game. He basically changed the way people started blocking, because they haven't seen it. They didn't see a guy like that fast coming off the edge. You got to understand, Javon was literally like a 4.3 40 kind of a guy. And when he came off that edge, I mean, literally, he just blew by tackles. And so for a defensive back, I've always said that the first 2 years of playing for Tennessee, when you was a corner, you had to really cover, and you had to cover as long as you could, because we knew we didn't have necessarily the best pass rush, and we, you know, we didn't get a lot of sacks. But when Javon came along, it literally felt like when that quarterback and they got that ball back to that quarterback, it literally within a second, that quarterback was throwing the ball either right to us or throwing it away. So it made it so much easier to cover. And that's what happens when you have a disruptive pass in. And I think Tennessee, they can do that. I mean, I know right now the biggest talk is what Jadeveon Clowney's going to do, because you know what he can add to that team and the value. But I don't see no reason why the guys that they have in there now, they can't be disruptive, because last year they showed it. I don't think they would have gone to the AFC Championship game unless you have great play at that on the interior line, at defensive line. I know Jarrell Casey left for free agency going to Denver. But again, you drafted a great guy at North Carolina State coming in, Murchison. And again, he's young and vibrant. But again, I don't see why this team can't be as good as that team was in 2000.
Dinar, thank you, man. So great catching up with you. Believe in Titans podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. People can check out more of your work there, man. Again, thank you for the time and great catching up with you, buddy.
Thank you guys for having me. I deeply appreciate it.